Charlotte is Harris Teeter country. The company is headquartered in Matthews and has a lock, particularly on the upscale market here.
They've been the only game in town for a long time.
Andrew Jenkins of market research firm Carnes says while Charlotte is Harris Teeter's stronghold, it's a relatively small chain with only about 200 stores. If it's David, Publix is Goliath with over 1,000 stores.
We don't have a lot of people who look at this market and say, you know what, we can win this one. And they obviously think they have a good chance to not, you know, to at least compete for starters and possibly win.
Publix has been inching closer, testing the border. The company opened 2 stores in Rock Hill and Indian Land last year. But yesterday was a shot across the bow.
1, 2, 3.
Dirt flew and cameras fired as Publix leaders cleaved the ground of their new store. They may have picked the perfect time to strike. Harris Teeter has been exploring a sale, and both that chain and Food Lion, the other main competitor, have suffered from flat sales recently. Market analyst Eben Jones of Ibis World says that's because 2 other titans are wreaking havoc on their sales. Walmart and Target entered the grocery business about 5 years ago.
They're able to source food at much lower prices from wholesalers, which makes it more difficult for Harris Teeter and Food Lion to compete on prices, which means their profit margins are falling and they're underperforming.
Joe says Publix has artillery those 2 chains don't. A much more extensive line of branded products, which can sell for less. Charlotte's the hill to be conquered in this battle, of course. It's a fast-growing and wealthy market with resources to be tapped.
It's a great market for us, a great growth opportunity.
Public spokesman Dwayne Stevens.
And when we come in and make an investment, but we believe we haven't opened up a new division in over 20 years.
And for Publix, the location could have even more strategic importance. That's because there's another foe, to the north, a supermarket force that's cast its shadow from New York to Virginia. I'm talking about Wegmans. With its oyster bars, cheese tastings, and store-made pizza, Wegmans is an evolving threat.
Wegmans, which is the most successful privately held retailer in the eastern half of the U.S., is also moving south. And people will drive hundreds of miles to go to a Wegmans.
Supermarket industry consultant Bert Flickinger says Publix wants to cut Wegmans off at the pass in North Carolina. But there's one more wild card in this conflict. Kroger, the second largest grocery behind Walmart, fought Publix to a standstill in Atlanta. And now Flickinger says he could see them ponying up to buy Harris Teeter and entering the fight in Charlotte. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.